Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Many parts of the South recovering from severe storms and damaging tornadoes, including twisters reported in Louisiana and Texas Wednesday. One ripped off rooftops and took down power poles in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Another hit the town of Port Arthur in Texas. There are separate reports of possible twisters that hit Slidell, Louisiana and Katy, Texas. This as high winds, hail and heavy rain drenched and pelted communities all across the region. Weather delaying Thursday morning start of the Masters. The Augusta National Golf Club says the first round will not begin until at least 9 a.m. Eastern. Can a U.S. president unilaterally shut down the southern border?
There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself without legislation.
President Biden, during an interview with Univision this week, he says White House attorneys are looking into whether he might already have the authority to shut down the border. During the interview, Biden even said they've floated the idea of taking the action and then seeing how it plays out in the courts. Inflation continued moving upward in the last month. According to the latest Bureau of Labor Statistics report, it finds the annual rate of inflation went from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. Also, AAA reports an increase of nearly 20 cents per gallon in the average price of regular gasoline. Former President Trump says he's doing just fine in the fundraising arena. USA's John Schaefer.
Former President Trump brushed off reports suggesting his campaign is lagging behind Democrats in fundraising.
We don't need the same kind of money that they need. They need more money because they take care of more politicians. They hand it out like it's gravy.
Speaking to reporters in Atlanta Wednesday, he pointed out that despite having less money than Hillary Clinton in 2016, he still won the race.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
President Biden relating to Latino voters this week. Polling has shown him lagging in Latino support that has traditionally gone to Democratic candidates.
There's not a fundamental difference in the value set between Irish Catholic neighbors I grew up on Latinos. It's about faith. It's about family. It's about togetherness. It's about having each other's back.
During that same interview with Univision this week, there are some in the Northeast still feeling aftershocks from last week's earthquake in New Jersey and New York. Dave Collins with more.
The most recent was yesterday morning at 10:22 when a 2.6 magnitude quake registered just southwest of Gladstone, New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey says that it's totally normal for aftershocks to continue for a week to 10 days or so after a quake. I'm Dave Collins.
Like a story out of Hollywood, the U.S. Coast Guard confirms they rescued three stricken fishermen who'd become stranded on a desert island in the Pacific. The men from Micronesia had taken a 20-foot boat out 100 miles from the next closest populated island when the outboard motor on their vessel broke down. After their radio went dead, the three men survived on a small deserted island for about a week. They decided to spell the word help on the beach. A U.S. Navy jet spotted the message April 7th, and a Coast Guard cutter came to their rescue on Tuesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, do not know if you heard, but O.J. Simpson, whose immense fame on the football field was eclipsed by his infamy off it, died yesterday, according to his family. He was 76 years of age. He'd been battling cancer, had been in hospice. This according to Simpson's attorney that also confirmed his death on TMZ. According to the family, this is what they wrote on X on April the 10th. Our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. Read a statement posted by Simpson's family on X. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. And, of course, during this time of transition, the family asks that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. O.J. Simpson, dead at the age of 76. Art Alley is going to be joining us in just a moment here as we're realizing that more people of faith, especially around the world, are choosing biblically responsible investing and understanding that profitability and responsibility can work hand in hand. It starts with self-responsibility. That's absolutely key. It's foundational to our U.S. Constitution. It is something that we've experienced. There should be no argument about it. When we are self-responsible, we have more power on our side. We're more effective individuals. Yes, I mean, the roller coaster still happens. I mean, there's going to be ups and downs, but you're the one that is in control, as opposed to government, as we said in the opening segments of our show this morning with John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute, in the declaration by acts of statements and even policy, you've got a government that is saying, look, we are your God. That's really what this comes down to. The Democratic Party has turned their back on God, and they said, hey, we are God. And look at how they act. Look at their policies and everything, because they really believe this, that the everyday American are just, you know, we're just a bunch of idiots. We're stupid people. And we're so fortunate that we have them, these ruling elites, these bureaucrats, that they're leading the way and telling us how high we should jump and when to jump and, how much taxes we should pay. Don't worry. Just keep working. And we'll tell you how many taxes and we'll take care of it. Yeah, they've taken care of it. They've done such a great job, right? $34 trillion in debt and growing. This is what they've delivered for us. Well, he is the CEO of the Timothy Plan. Art Alley is with us right now. Art, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Man, it is always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
Well,
this $34 trillion, not billion, mm-hmm. trillion debt.
Right.
Nobody's talking about the amount of interest on that debt, and that's consuming the entire budget of the United States revenue.
Right. Art, we're talking about, and we're just even talking about the top line liability the government wants to talk about. I mean, if you really add it all up, what are we, close to $200 trillion or something? $150, $200 trillion? I mean, we're up
bet.
There.
With the unfunded,
right.
You bet.
Right,
man.
Exactly. So it's unsustainable. The bottom line is, and there's no relief. I mean, Joe Biden presents his package the other day. I don't know how many pages, about 2 inches thick is what I was told. And the top line of this is that he wants to tax us another $5 trillion on top of the money that he's already, you know, printed up, the amount of economic damage that he's done. The fact that Americans across the country, by average, are spending $1,000 more a month just to tread water here, Art, that's not sustainable. This is injurious to the American people. But meanwhile, the spin is that, hey, nothing to worry about. It's all hunky and dory. It's okay, you know.
Yeah, right? Can keep borrowing and keep printing. You know, none of these guys, and most of Congress, not just Joe Biden, they've never had to work for a living.
Right.
They cannot relate to running things on a balanced budget basis. It's just monopoly money to them.
Right.
And I don't know if I've explained this before, but the audience might be interested in this. You know, a trillion in their vernacular is only a word. They have no clue how big a number that is. And what I try to do to get people to understand it is give them an example of a machine that prints $1 every second nonstop, 60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day, 365 days, a year nonstop, dollar, 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 dollar. How long, and I'll ask this to the audience, just think about it. How long do you think it would take to print one, not 34, $1 trillion nonstop?
Yeah. Wow.
Take a stab. You take a stab, you know, if you've never thought about that.
Well,
I know
you
don't know. You can calculate it.
No, and who has the time here to calculate it? But still, I mean, we're talking probably, I mean, I just say off the top of my head, it probably, 10, 20 years? I don't know. I'm taking an absolute stab at it, Art.
That's what I usually get.
Uh-huh.
It would take, and you can calculate this, it would take 31,710 years to print $1 trillion.
Say that again.
31,710 years.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
$1 trillion. I mean, these people ought to be in prison. I mean, they're bankrupting the nation. It is not just unsustainable. It's gonna put us down. But they're gonna solve it. They're gonna solve it because we're gonna go to central bank digital currency, which means the paper dollars that you have in your pocket won't work anymore. It'll all be digital. You'll have a little debit card, and the way you spend the money will be controlled by our central planners in Washington, D.C. The biggest threat to our individual liberty in my lifetime.
Well, exactly. So, and that's what we've been talking about, Art, is that, look at our Constitution says that the inalienable rights that are given to us by God, not the government, is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is a violation of those three core rights given to us by God. Yes, exactly.
All three.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And they
do this with impunity. And as you said, is the doctrine and the ideology of the Beltway is so infected. They don't even realize this, Art, because they're so far away from the maddening crowd and the pain of the everyday American that they wonder. I mean, like Joe Biden, he goes, what's the problem here? You know, I'm here in D.C. People are buying Lamborghinis, you know, cash only.
That's right.
They're all living high in the hog. Everybody looks good here in the Beltway. You know, it's those flyover people. It's those smelly people that go to Walmart. It's their fault. They're just not holding up their end of the bargain, right?
Yep, the Bible thumping people out there, crazy.
Unbelievable. Well, we got more from Art Alley on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about, talk about Bible thumping. A lot of people are realizing Bible thumping works and that it is proving to be a lot more efficient and effective than our government in so many ways. I mean, whether we talk about the production of movies, everyday life, and the economy, we still can find a way, by God's grace and His wisdom, to be able to thrive in these dangerous times that are brought to us, you know, by the ruling elite. So stay with us. More from Art Alley. He is the CEO of the Timothy Plan.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
And we continue our conversation with the CEO of the Timothy Plan. You know, Art, as you were breaking down those numbers, unbelievable to think that it takes this length of time for a printing machine throwing out a dollar every second, and we added up $1 trillion, just $1 trillion, 31,710 years. And
years, yes.
And the government wants to wants us to follow their lead. You know, the Bible tells us clearly that we are not to be borrowers. God has put us in a position to where we should not, because if we become borrowers, we're beholden to the people, and we sacrifice our freedom. God has given us the most important element of our existence this side of heaven, and that's freedom. If we live according to his plan and his outline that he's given to us quite clearly, we violate that and we become captured. Our own government, our own ruling elites that know so much, that have graduated from all these prestigious universities and everything, they have gotten us captured. And it's as if that's not bad enough. They say, hey, follow our lead. So we get to get captured with them because this is a government of, for, by, we the people. And they're writing notes on our very backs. And they're not even happy with our backs. They're writing notes on our children and our grandchildren. And they're probably going into our great grandchildren. But the idea, though, that this moves so quickly, that you can get in debt. So, because what happens because of the digital process and technology, you know, before it might take you a little bit of time to get in this kind of debt. But now, because you're only moving digits and you're doing it with such rapidity, you can find yourself in a trap, you know, pretty quickly by comparison, right? And this is all so dangerous.
Couldn't have said it better, my friend. You know, you mentioned God's word, and I actually wrote a biblical stewardship study course 20 years ago of what God's word, because we get, think about it, all of there's nothing more central to anybody's life, and I think every listener would agree, than money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the central thing. You know, you're trying to earn it, stay out of debt with it, you survive with it, go shopping with it, save some, go to kids' college. Money is central. All of our training on handling money, whether you're a Bible believer or not, comes from the world, not from the Bible and not from the church.
Right, right.
And, you know, and it's exactly opposite. As I was putting this study together, God's way is opposite of the world's way almost every time. And the bottom line is, God's way only works every time. So if we start doing it his way, you're going to have less divorces, less stress in your life, less... Satan loves how it's his greatest bondage hold on believers and non-believers alike, money.
Exactly. And art where we are right now, as I mentioned earlier, you know, about $1,000 more a month that we're paying just to stay, you know, at pace with where we were last year, on average, about $1,000. And it's not like we're getting anything out of it. It's not like we're getting a, you know, bucket load of government cheese delivered to our door every month. No, this is just, you know, money going out, and there's no return on it. You know, not everybody was blessed with an electric vehicle suddenly. This is it. And Joe Biden and the Democrats and the ruling parties, you know, they just, it's like what Pat Riley called years ago in his book Showtime. He called it the disease of more. And this is what's happening in the Beltway. They just cannot get enough. It's insatiable, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's just monopoly money. I mean, it keeps them in power. You know, just what the Biden administration and Joe Biden, I think he's totally incompetent. He's being run by the ultra liberal left, and their whole purpose is not to bless the American people. Their whole function is to stay in power, and that explains why he's, you know, forgiving all of this debt that people that have been in college and run up student debt and all that, trying to buy their votes. Wide open border, thinking all these people, and in some states they're allowing them to vote illegally.
Yes,
aliens,
because
they want to stay in power. What they don't understand is when we finally collapse and we become another, people use the word socialist, but it's really communist, yes, country, only the very very few top elite have anything, and these people are going to be lined up against the wall and shot. That's just the history of communism.
Exactly.
But you got it. Mm-hmm. And I'd ask this question. I do that in a biblical stewardship study course. Do you know anybody who doesn't want to make more money?
Right.
And the answer is no. Everybody wants to make. But when they make that, what do they want? They want more. Mm-hmm. When they make that, what do they want? More. If money was the answer to happiness, why are the richest people in the history of the world among the most unhappy and miserable?
Yeah. And committing suicide.
God wants us to be content with what we have. Mm-hmm. And we've just been programmed, man. I mean, we've been brainwashed into thinking you got to have more, more, more. So consumer debt is on par with national debt. I mean, it's over $1 trillion now. Mm-hmm. Why? Because what you just said, you're spending $1,000 more every month. You don't have that, so you're putting it on credit.
Yeah.
And that's a recipe for disaster. Anyway, right. I'll quit preaching. Go ahead.
Because we get back to the basics, and that's what you said clearly, is there's a binary choice here. It's really clear. We can go back to, Joshua and even Moses, telling the children of Israel, you're at the crossroads of life and death. It's that clear. Okay.
Yes.
And choose you this day. Okay. And in case you have any doubts, let me tell you, you want to choose life. Life is the best thing to choose. And so we need to understand that thread, that power line from the throne room of God emanates and it goes forth. Now, there is another power force that is the force of this world that you referred to. And so you can choose to plug into that. And that power source is the source that's delivering you in debt to the tune of $34 trillion and counting, and has you upside down in credit card debt and all these other things because you didn't want to hold on to the power source that God lays out there. And it's not too late, right, Art? I mean, we can plug in, but we need to be intentional about saying, God, forgive us. We repent that we bought into the world system and we made some wrong decisions. Let us repent. Give us wisdom to where we can, hang on to your power source and begin to turn this around. And I think people will find, and you have stories, Art, to tell, where people thought there's no way that I'm going to survive this. But God, by God's wisdom and grace and his plan, they've turned their lives around and went from zero to hero, right?
Never too late, Bill. Never too late to turn it around. You do the best you can with where you find yourself, but there's if you do it God's way, like I said, it only works every time. and we just have to quit doing it the way the world's been teaching us to do it because it never works.
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to end up in misery.
Right.
It's,
What's the first step? What's the first step for people who are hearing this and saying, I get it. I need to do something different. What do I do? What's my first step?
It's from a money perspective. Well, your first step is, you said it, repent. But from a money perspective, there is a tried and true formula, and it works every time. Number one, people call in here and ask how to invest. And, if they get me, I ask them a couple of questions, not to be nosy, but just make sure they do it right. Do you have any debt? If the answer is yes, and most people say yes, get out of debt before you worry about investing.
Right.
So that's step one, including your home mortgage. Try to pay that off if you can, because if you are debt-free and have a home paid for, you can survive on very little money.
Exactly.
Step two is have yourself an emergency fund for stuff.
We got to leave it there.
Across America,
right, Allie, thank you.
Mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. Many parts of the southern U.S. grappling with severe storm damage and tornadoes, including twisters reported in Louisiana and Texas Wednesday. High winds, hail, and heavy rain drenched and pelted communities all across the south. Also, the start of Thursday morning's PGA Masters golf tournament delayed due to bad weather. Officials with Augusta National say it was pushed to 9 a.m. Eastern. Break me off a piece of that Krispy Kreme donut?
Krispy Kreme is unveiling three fresh flavors of Kit Kat donuts for a limited period. Donuts and candy enthusiasts alike can select from the Kit Kat Cookie Dream Donut, the Kit Kat Salted Caramel Brownie Donut, and the Kit Kat Crunch Donut.
The list of charges filed against Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been released in connection with that hit-and-run crash he caused on a Dallas interstate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. We got Jordan Goodman. Yes, we do. America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And we're talking the latest CPI report, hot off the presses, 3.5%. Pretty much came in as expected. And the American people say, big whoop. I mean, we know we're in pain. Whether it's 3.5, 4 point, whatever, it doesn't matter. We just know that, the cost of living here in America has risen. We're up to about $1,100 more every month. Jordan, can you imagine? I mean, all of a sudden you get dumped with a bill, $1,200 more a month, and it's not like you got an electric vehicle or you got something. It's just you're just paying for what you got last year. It just costs you $1,200 more a month, and this is, an invoice sent to you by Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, inflation's coming in hotter than people expected. 3.5 is more than people expected. People have thought it was going to go down to the twos, and it's been going up. And that's got the stock market very worried, because it now looks like the Federal Reserve is not going to be lowering interest rates anytime soon, if not, the entire year. I mean, we started the year thinking at least 3 interest rate cuts, maybe 4. Now it looks like maybe 1 or 2, because the data that's coming in, not only the inflation numbers, but previously we had the unemployment numbers, also stronger than expected, 300,000 jobs instead of 200,000 jobs. So all that means the Fed is just concerned and it's just not going to be cutting rates. So that means that for the consumers, they're going to continue to have higher rates on mortgages, credit cards, all those kind of things.
And the other thing that's happening is oil prices are rising sharply. I mean, the price per barrel had been like 68, 69. Now it's about 85, 86. And that's working its way through. You're seeing gasoline prices at the pump going up as well. So what we thought was quiescent inflation seems to be turning around the other direction here.
Yeah, we and meanwhile, you know, the strategic oil reserve is left empty, and the Biden administration chose not to, you know, put in a little bit of oil, even at 60 a barrel. Now that it's 80, it's prohibitive. There's no way. I guess maybe, you know, the American people are going to have to give half a gas tank, you know, for those of us that are still putting gasoline in our cars, and, you know, send it to Biden so that we can reinforce the strategic oil reserve,
well,
because God forbid that we would need it. Yeah.
Right. We emptied about half the strategic reserve to temporarily keep prices kind of artificially low.
And, it was for votes.
It worked for a while.
It was for votes. It was all voting. I mean, that's ridiculous. It wasn't for an emergency. That's what the strategic goal. Yeah.
It was higher prices, which is not an emergency. I mean, the idea of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is if there's an embargo or a cutoff from oil, and that was formed in the 70s. When we had an oil embargo, we didn't have anything, and we had no reserves to fall back on. That's what it was designed for, not to kind of temporarily reduce or you know soften the price increase.
What a genius, right? I mean, this guy is such a genius. I mean, you know, that he would do this to the American people at every turn. And even like with inflation, I mean, people talking about 2%. What are you, delusional? You're not even doing anything. How can you project? I mean, in any kind of board meeting, Jordan, you know, you and I have been there. If you give a number, the next question that's going to be asked is, how are you going to get to that number? What are you doing to get us to that number?
Exactly.
And it seems that, you know, all things government, Biden just throws up some number and nobody asks, you know, the media is more concerned about, oh, what's the flavor of ice cream that you're eating, as opposed to, you know, asking him a practical deal, because this is what, you know, we the people need to know about, you know, because we're sitting here, we're in a position of reacting to these crazy policies and the things that he's doing to, as you say, he's not doing anything at all to dampen the inflation gains, you know, unemployment, what's going on. I mean, we're flooding, you know, flooding our borders with illegals. We've got, you know, 7-8 million, I mean, whatever you want to count. And then they find out that last month, what, 100,000 jobs? 100,000 jobs, you know, of that 300,000 supposedly new jobs, they went to illegals.
Right.
So, and so what that meant is that those 100,000 jobs that went to illegals, they were taken away from legals and other, you know, other citizens of the country.
Well, illegals will work for less. So if employers can get away with it, they will. And that's what they're doing.
Well, of course. I mean, everybody, you see, it's all about you do that which you get rewarded for. And everybody's getting rewarded out of this. And meanwhile, the honest, hardworking, patriot taxpayer is the one that's, you know, taking the hit here, Jordan.
And that's why Biden's poll numbers are down. But he is going to buy some more votes with the student loan forgiveness. Remember, he had a program that was going to forgive student loans about $430 billion. That got reversed by the Supreme Court, so that he's not authority to do that. So now he's come back with another program where he's going to automatically wipe out the debt of 30 million Americans, and he thinks he's got a better legal ground, although it's still kind of shaky. All the Republican attorneys general are going to sue him again and say this is not, he doesn't have the authority to do so, but he's doing it anyway. By the time it goes through the courts, it'll be after the election. So the 30 million Americans who might have their student debt wiped out, we'll be happy about that, and maybe they'll vote for him. That's called buying votes.
So let me ask you this. What's the inflationary impact of that?
Well, it puts a lot more money in the economy, for sure. If people don't have to pay their student loans, they have money to pay other things. But it's adding, it'll be roughly $400 billion to the deficit, something like that. But this time, you don't have to apply for it. It's just going to automatically make your loan disappear. I mean,
but there's no, but there's no, yeah, but there's no such thing as a free lunch here, Jordan. So somebody's going to pay for this. This is what I'm saying is that, yeah, okay, in the short term, looks good for, you know, these 30 million people. But meanwhile, the rest of us, which you had, I think Larry Kudlow said, you got 30 million people, but you got 70 million people who are the ones that are carrying the freight, had nothing to do with this. They didn't go to school. Right. They just went, you know.
Either they didn't go to school or they did go to school and they paid off their loans. They had two jobs or
they did
the hard work to get the loans paid off. And they're now looking like the fools because they actually did the right thing. So these people, it would be up to $120,000 income for a single, up to $240,000 for a couple. Basically, your loan will be instantly wiped out without even having to apply for it. Those people are happy, but all the people who either didn't go to college, went to college and paid off their loans, or still, you know, in college, I mean, it makes them look like they're the winners just by waiting for Biden to save them.
Well, what is their, roughly, what's their estimated payment every month?
I mean, it's hundreds of dollars, sometimes thousands of dollars. I mean, a lot of people didn't pay on their student loans for the last 3 years because there was a moratorium.
Exactly.
During the COVID time, which is now over. So they didn't pay, but the interest continued to accrue during that time. So many, many people owe far more than they actually originally borrowed 10, 20, 30 years ago. So that doesn't feel good. You've been making payments and making literally no progress in your debt whatsoever.
Yeah. Exactly. But you're talking about
Joe Biden and like the Tooth Fairy, he could just make it all disappear.
Exactly. Well, my point is, in terms of trying to reconcile your family budget, you may be paying $500 to $1,500 bucks a month in student debt. I doubt it is as high as $1,500, but say in that range.
Yeah.
And right now the cost of living is $1,100 bucks. So maybe a little bit of that gets washed out and you're somewhat still going to be affected by the cost of living. You might be to the good with that going away. You might be to the good about $500 bucks, maybe $700 bucks, but don't go out right away and take that money and go buy an electrical vehicle. You know,
just saying. Well, that's the only people who are going to buy them because a lot of people are not buying it. Ford just recently announced they're cutting back on producing electric cars in a major way because they're sitting on the dealers' lots and they're just not selling. People are buying hybrids. But electric cars, you know, Tesla's still buying and selling cars. But, I mean, you're talking about overall 15 million cars, and Tesla maybe a million. So the vast majority of cars are still internal combustion engine, including hybrids. So they're throwing tax credits and doing all kinds of things to make people buy electric cars. And that's just not where the market is these days.
Now you know why. He's America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about 50 bucks a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than 50 bucks a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at 50 bucks a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We got film director and co-producer Kyle Portbury. He's going to be here to talk about The Hopeful, the heartfelt and compelling historical drama that is going to be released nationwide, 900 theaters, right, Kyle? You got?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, 900, which is covering most major markets, which is pretty exciting.
Well, that's, of course, a Fathom event, so you can order your tickets now, right?
Yes, you can order them from Fathom Events /The Hopeful, or you can go to thehopefulmovie.com and get them from there as well. So, or your local AMC or Regal or Cinemark.
Kyle, tell us about this story. What about this story attracted you so much that you said, this is a movie, we got to make this happen?
Always, like, I love when I go to cinema, and cinema is very particular, right? It's a very different experience, I think, to sitting and watching a show on your laptop or on your phone to and from places. It's one of the few things that we can go to from an event perspective where we actually get to switch off from everything else and be there with a group of characters or a character for a period of time and just be in that world that they inhabit and really get to dig into what drives this person or these people. I really love being challenged and provoked. You know, when I'm sitting in a cinema, I want characters who are going to be relatable, and they're going to make me really stop and think about who would I be if I was in a similar situation. So
exactly.
For me, with the Hopeful, it was really like that's what I saw in these characters, in William Miller and Ellen and James and Joseph. You know, these are people that even though they, and they're real people, they existed in the 1800s, but they are very relatable in the sense I looked at them and I went, well, I anticipate stuff. I get disappointed when that anticipation that I had isn't met with a reality outcome that I hoped. And
exactly.
I'm then forced to persevere, right? Like if that thing that I was anticipating for them, they were anticipating the soon return of Christ and made that classic mistake, you know, that Christians have been making for millennia almost about like, mm-hmm. well, we think this about what God's saying, and actually right. then we're surprised when that's not the case, right? Like First AD Christianity did this, right? They went, well, we think Christ is going to come and kick the Romans out and set up an earthly kingdom. And that exactly. wasn't the reality. But for this group of people, you know, how did they deal with the disappointment of this character of God that they were so excited about showing up and that he doesn't show up? And then what do you do with that? Like, what does that say about his character? And how do you persevere through the noise of that disappointment and focus on the really simple, clear understanding of his character that you thought you had, but then him not showing up made you question that?
Exactly.
It's a universal thing, right? Like, we all understand that rhythm of anticipation, disappointment, and perseverance. And that's what attracted me to it, because it's a very relatable story that it's easy for us to go, oh, yeah, like I've had those arguments with my spouse before, right?
Exactly.
Like you'll see characters on screen who are talking about, we feel like we have this really deep mission that we feel called to, but we also have a family to look after and the practical realities of life. Like, how do we juggle those two? How do we balance that? And that's not unique to Christians, and it's also not unique to people in the 1800s. We're doing that in 2024, you know?
Yeah.
That's a very human trait, and I think that those, particularly from a Christian perspective, you know, we tend to sometimes not account for the fact that the struggle and the doubt is actually inside that group. Like, a lot of times we're kind of pushing against a philosophy almost that the world is against Christianity. And I think a lot of the times we forget that we're also kind of hard on ourselves, right? Like, we judge each other, and, you know, like, there's some fabulous moments in the film where people are walking down the street after giving everything they had up to promote the cause of Christ is returning. And now they're destitute because he doesn't come back, you know. And there's people on the street who are both trying to support them in this new reality that they find themselves in, and other people who are ridiculing them in that.
Exactly.
And I think that's a really fascinating thing to reflect on, right? Like, you go, who would I be in that moment? Would I be the person who is trying to support that person? Or would I be the person who's heckling them? You know, in their time of need, essentially. So,
right.
I mean, that's the beauty of cinema, is it gives us an opportunity to reflect and to think about and to experience emotions that we may, you know, not want to particularly feel in real life. But when we're presented with them in a story, it allows us to kind of work out what we might do in a similar situation and how we might persevere.
Exactly. Well, and Kyle, you know, you got to think about it. You know, what is the loss for somebody to feel like they've heard from God and they're really, you know, sold out 100% in the spectrum of humanity that, you know, missed messages, one thing or another. But here people are so devout and so willing to put it all on the altar and give their funds away because they were convinced that Christ was coming. And, you know, maybe, you know, obviously, right observation, wrong conclusion. Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
You were just off on your timing is all. Okay. So
right.
Now how do you regroup? Because, you know, in a sense, back in the Old Testament days, you would be accused of being a false prophet because you said
yeah.
Christ was coming, and now you violated that. And so, again, you know, there's several takeaways, and that is, number one, if you're going to put yourself in the position, in the mantle of a prophet, you better be real careful. But I think it takes, on one hand, it takes an incredible amount of courage for somebody to so believe and be so hopeful that Jesus is coming that they'd be willing to go to this extent. And I think the takeaway, not only for themselves, but for everybody else that experienced and even sees this movie, I think could be, quite profound, don't you think?
I 100% agree. And when you look at, so when William Miller discovers this prophecy that he feels convicted about, like, this is not instantaneous for him. He takes 13 years before he actually starts saying anything about his conviction because of that exact reason. He didn't want to be in error and confuse people or create uncertainty unnecessarily. But felt as time drew on that, this message that he had, which wasn't originally about the date, right? The date came as almost like he kind of highlighted a period of time where he felt that this prophecy was going to end, and focused his discussions with people on this beautiful character of Christ that he had discovered. So in his own words, he found a friend in Jesus when he went. He had this huge experience in the War of 1812, a shell landed in the middle of a group of soldiers of which he was one, exploded, killed everyone but him. And he walked away from that without a scratch and then did that classic thing that we would all do, which is, why me? Why have I been spared and for what purpose? And he was a deist at this point in his life, didn't believe in God, but acknowledged that if he existed, he probably just set the world in motion and then took off, never to have anything with humanity again. So he came to the Bible really late in the sand, almost as a, well, I better tick this off because I've read Voltaire, I've read all the other great philosophers. None of them satisfy an answer to this question that I'm asking. Mm-hmm. And prompted by his wife, Lucy, she was like, well, maybe you should pick the Bible up and crop it off too. And he did pick it up, but he couldn't crop it off.
Right.
So that beautiful picture of Christ that he found was really his big focus. So he would go and he would preach about the character of Christ, which was so uniquely different to what congregations were hearing in this moment. They were hearing judgment, retribution, God is out to punish you if you do wrong. And here comes Miller with this message of, actually, Christ brings hope and healing. This is the beautiful, message that he brings. And, then people like Ellen, who are sitting in the pew, one of the other main characters in the film, who's quite sick when she first hears him. It's no surprise that she would lock into that. And in fact, she says, I've never heard Jesus described as a healer before, right? Like, I've heard of his judgment.
Wow.
But his healing is what's beautiful. And that's what actually is the driving force behind this movement. And again, it's one of those things, right? Like, right response, wrong outcome.
Right, exactly.
That's what these people have got to pick up and muddle their way through. And, you look forward 180 years later and you look at what the Seventh-day Adventist movement is actually known for, and it's the largest Protestant healthcare network on the planet.
Exactly.
To the Catholic Church, and runs ADRA, one of the largest humanitarian inner relief agencies on the planet, which operates in 125 countries globally. And you look at that and you go, okay, well, that checks out, because that was what was originally the inspiration focus.
Well, Kyle Portberry, thank you. Congratulations on the movie, The Hopeful, coming to Fathom on April the 17th and 18th, 2 days. Get your tickets early, spread the word, bring your friends. Do not go to the movie theater alone. This will be a distinct blessing, no doubt about it. Kyle, thank you for being with us. Take care. God bless.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now,
and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know